Now, some people say that the United States right now has deep divisions. Not this deep, obviously, but some observers look at the political scene and find some things to be worried about. Certainly in the election that's going on right now, we see a lot of animosity between supporters of both political parties. Actually, in the last week, it is seeming to have intensified. Some people look at that and are worried. But political scientists and political geographers debate about this issue. How polarized really is the United States, and how geographically structured are those polarities? Here's just some covers of a couple of recent books. Polarized America, The Dance of Ideology and Unequal Riches, versus Stanford political scientist Morris Fiorina writing Culture War, The Myth of a Polarized America. Fiorina argues that, yes, there's a lot of polarization, but it's mostly among what he calls the political classes. That actually, if you look at a lot of public opinion polling, you find that most Americans would put themselves somewhat in the center. Actually, a 2004 fairly large-scale public opinion poll found that 45% of Americans classified themselves as centrists or moderates, 21% as liberals, 33% as conservatives. You add it all up, that only gives 1% for radicals and extremists of all sorts. Seems low, but I guess people don't want to classify themselves as such. And of course, it all depends on how you ask these questions, what sort of thing you get, and different pollsters come up with different numbers. But actually, a lot of evidence suggests that many people in the U.S. are at the center. Political strategists, though, wonder how to deal with this polarization or lack thereof. In 2004, the well-known Republican political strategist Matthew Dowd decided that the middle ground was so small and there were so few undecided voters or swing voters that one could win an election just by focusing on the base and getting out the vote. That was successful. That same strategy seems to be followed today by the McCain campaign. Doesn't seem to be working so well. Question is, they misjudged the center of the U.S., or have conditions changed? Have voters changed? Has the economy changed? Well, there's a lot going into it, and we can't obviously figure it all out quite so easily. My question is, how geographically structured is this polarity? Because we know there is a large degree of polarization. And there's more polarization now than there was 20 years ago, certainly more than there was in the 1950s and early 1960s, a period when polarization was relatively low.